Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Our life is made up of the sum total of all our decisions. Because of that, many of us have regrets. Perhaps life hasn't quite turned out as you expected. But the good news of the gospel is that God has plans for you. Whether you are diligently seeking direction to something specific, or you are looking for the peace that comes with an acceptance of God's will, find encouragement that indeed God does have a plan for your life. God also has good works that He dreamed up in advance for each one of us to do. But how do we find out what God wants for our lives? In today's message, titled, Your Future Depends on the Future God Has Planned for You, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to learn to make plans while acknowledging that God's plans for you trump your own desires. Let's join in.
God's plans for us are good and not evil. God created you for success. He made you to be a winner. But most people never even come close to living in God's plan, which is a shame. So you may ask, what are God's plans? God's plans are to prosper us and not to harm us. God's plans are to give us hope and a future. He wants to give us abundant life. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly, said Jesus. So this is true for every person, regardless of what has happened in the past. We can be guaranteed success. Yes, we are assured of successful lives because of God's plan for us. I am not saying success can always be achieved without a fight or without effort, but we were created for great things. God made you for great things, my friend. God created every one of us to be something special, and we need to be motivated to press towards that and seek direction from God. God's plans are for you to walk in the good works He prepared for you, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That's what God planned for us. God has never created anybody to live a mediocre life or to live an average life. We were made for greater things than to occupy space on this planet Earth. God has a calling for you and me. And the beauty of it is that our calling is tailor-made for us, specially made for us. Many people want to live selfish and mediocre lives or just live average lives. All they want is to get a job, to get a house, to get a spouse, get kids and one car or two cars. But God created us for more than that. God has got something more for you, and you can live in great abundance. God created every one of us to be somebody special. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. That's what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. So God's plan for us is tailor-made, which means it's unique to you and me. Just as our DNA and fingerprints are different from anyone else, so are the plans of God for our lives, so unique to every individual. That's why He said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." You see, that was His unique assignment. That was the plan God had for him. And He has similar plan for you and me. The Bible says that God has planned a great future for each one of us. "For I know the plans that I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." That's what is recorded in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. You know, sadly, most people are living self-centered lives. They don't follow God's plan for their lives, for their business. They don't follow for their careers. They don't follow God's plan for the abundant life that God has for us. Let me assure you that God has never made a failure. God has never destined anybody to average or mediocre life ever. Every person that God has created, it doesn't matter how you may evaluate yourself or how people evaluate you. God said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Some of the Bible translations say a hope and expected end. That's what God has planned for you and me. Is that not great? So his original plans are to lead us to expected end. Meaning instead of going through life and hoping that you finish your course, you finish it well, you can look back and be encouraged like the Apostle Paul, who said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is a store for me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Wonderful. That's what Apostle Paul is saying. He finished his course, and you will finish as well as me. Most people will like those kind of things, but they have no confidence that they can obtain them. But Jeremiah 29:11 says, "God knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." The end that he has promised in the word of God, we can walk in victory. We can walk as conquerors and more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Many of you hearing this cannot say for sure that you know you are walking in the good plans that God designed for you, that you are doing what God has called you to do. You may love God and want him to use you and bless you, but you don't know for sure that you are where you are supposed to be. This is one of the reasons people are not happy and are not satisfied and not having peace. Sometimes God can give you a holy dissatisfaction. Yes, he can. He will try to remind you to stir yourself up, like the Apostle Paul told Timothy to stir himself up. This is one of the ways God motivates you and lets you know that there is something more. Don't live an average life. Don't live a life of mediocrity, my friend. I know the plans I have for you. Plans of a future and a hope. Plans to prosper you and lead you to expected end. Those who haven't accepted Christ as their Lord and personal Savior have already denied God's plan for their lives. And for those of us who have received Christ as our Lord, if you don't follow the plans God has for us, it will not be well with us. If you don't know what God has planned for you, seek him and he will reveal it to you. God speaks to us constantly, but only those who listen will hear him. When you are prepared to listen, he will reveal his plans to you. Your future depends on your obedience to the word of God. So the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 12 to 13 that, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." You see? So your future depends on the plans God has for you and how obedient you are to seek him. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:19 that, "If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land." This is a warning that our future depends on our obedience to the word of God. The Bible says we shouldn't lean on our own understanding. You cannot direct your path. You cannot live independent of God. You cannot direct your own life. Trying to do so will destroy your future. Bible says in Jeremiah 10:23 that, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. What an incredible warning to us. It doesn't matter if you are a Christian. It does not matter if you are a preacher. It does not matter if you are the Pope. It doesn't matter if you are a celebrity. Whoever you are, you cannot direct your steps into the future God has planned for you. We are all in the hands of God. He has planned for all of us. So talk to God, seek Him, and you will find Him. Pray to Him, and He will answer you. You need to be in constant communication with God. Give Him the best of your time. Seek Him in the morning. Plan to pray and study the Word and meet with Him every single day. If someone is in charge of your destiny, is it not wise to talk to that person? Let me ask you, my friend. I ask again. If someone is in charge of your destiny, is it not wise to talk to that person? Is it not wise to listen to what he has to say? Is it not wise to have a personal, intimate relationship with that person? Your future is in God's hands. So from today, plan your day. Schedule a time to spend with God every day. Don't live independent of God. We are not created to be self-centered people. God has a dream for you that is bigger. The Lord's decree would prevail. Seek Him and His calling for your life. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. For example, Joseph was a slave, but he was prosperous in his master's house. Joseph's circumstances started off very grim. He had been taken to Egypt as a slave. How can a slave prosper? But the Bible says so. Because the Lord was with Joseph, he became a successful man in the house of Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and the captain of the guards. He was a slave at that time, but God was with him. God's plan was still on Joseph's life. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. That's what Genesis chapter 39 verse 2 says. He was walking in the plan of God. So every step of the way, Joseph didn't give up. On your darkest path to your God's given purpose, stay close to God. God's presence will be the defining factor in getting you to your destiny, my friend. Joseph was a successful man, even though people saw him as a slave. He was seen as a slave, but he was a governor. He was seen as a prisoner, but he was still a governor. So far as you are cooperating with God, his plan will prevail. Hallelujah. David was seen just as a small shepherd boy, but he was still a king in God's eyes. Jesus was seen as a carpenter's son, but he was still God in human flesh. He was the Messiah, even though they saw him as the carpenter's son. It doesn't matter how people see you. See yourself through God's eyes. David was a king, even though people saw him as a shepherd boy. And I pray that you will stay on course and arrive at the destiny God has set for you. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then you have already robbed yourself of God's plans. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.